Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthokazi omuhle kustudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kumpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi ngabasebenzi abanamabhizinesi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali.
Kuzadlalwa ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu inengi lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo.
Ngibona ukuthi khona kuzaba yiholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamani akulamali elizweni.
Abasakhulayo abanengi bathi isimo somnotho sibanzimele kakhulu lonyaka lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle yabantu iyenyuka. Silazo ezamasiko, ezemidlalo, ezokuzilibazisa kanye lezabatsha. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inengi lizadlala ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo ngenxa yendlala ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisishiyangalombili eZimbabwe 7.7 million. Ababona ngenhlalakahle kaZulu bathi phezu kwendlala abantu abanengi bavele besehluleka ukuselela imideni yabo ngenxa yokonakala komnotho okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokucitshwa mahlayana kwamandla kagesi osokuphazamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe la mankampani akhiqiza impahla etshiyeneyo. Sixoxe lomnumzana efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso emela abathengi iNational Consumer Rights Association.
Ikhefu lalunyaka lizabanzima kakhulu ebantwini abanengi ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula kulalokho abakwenelisayo. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi ngabasebenzi abanamabhizinesi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali ebiza kwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bathenge izinto babe lekhisimusi engcono kuleyanyaka enye le eminyakeni le esizeyo. Ngokunjalo ke hayi abanengi ikhisimusi ngegama ikhisimusi nje ngoba ulusuku olwabe kuthiwa mhla ka 25 kodwa ke babe bephakathi kobunzima bazalala bengadlanga kuza kusa bengadlanga abanye bazalala bengela mpahla zokugqoka bengela sepa yokwatsha bengela shukela bengela sinkwa ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula.
Umnyaka ka 2025 ubona uminjani?
Ngaphandle kokuthi kube le nguquko ezisimangaliso kwezenotho ukuza banzima ebantwini kumnyaka olandelayo. Ezenotho yebo zingaguqukela ababili abathathu abalutshwane kodwa kuZulu omnengi bakhathana kakhulu lesinkwa bakhathana kakhulu lalapho kudliwa khona. Ngakho ke kukhangelela ukuthi baqhubeke bephakathi kwezinsizi kuza banzima ukuthi benelise ukubhadala ischool fees benelise ukuya ezibhedlela ngendlela efaneleyo. Kuseselomthwalo omkhulu ebantwini abanengi baphakathi kosizi. Ngakho ke kangiboni inguquko enkulu ebantwini abanengi. Yebo kahamba abalutshwane bazazu zinguquko lapha lalaphana ngoba vele kusihlala kusenzakalelwa kwabalutshwane kodwa abaningi u 2025 uzabenzima njengo 2024 kumbe emubi kakhulu kulo 2024.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ngowenhlanganiso ye National Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu.
Empeleni akutshengisi ukuthi sesisesikhathini sekhisimusi esikhathini sekhefu kunje nje ngabe ngemiye eminyaka eyadlulayo ngabe siyabona kulo kuphithizela ukuthize abantu bengena emavinkilini bethenga lokhu lalokhu belungisela ikhisimusi engakutsho ukuthi kuthule zwi akukhanyi lokuthi sikuleso sikhathi kungenxa yokuthi abantu kabalamali nxa imali ingekho akulethi lukuluku lwekhefu ebantwini kuba mdambiyana nje abantu bamdambiyana kulanto ekhanyayo eveza ukuthi bathakazelela lesisikhathi njalo kulokulungiselela lesisikhathi kuthule nje zwi okuveza obala ukuthi abantu abaselayo leyo ngwabungwabu ukubangelwa yikusweleka kwemali
ezitolo ungathi izinto zikhwelile yini
uchwayanyana nje esilwenzileyo ngokungena emavinkilini zikhangela lokhu lalokhu ikakhulu ngapha ngasemakhaya kutshengisa ukuthi hathi akula kukhwela okuthize ikakhulu kumpahla ezithengwa ezitolo okukhona ukuthi abantu bona yibo abangelayo imali yokuthenga ukuze badlale ikhefu bezikholisela imali kayikho ebantwini impahla zingabe zikuyona leyana intengo bezikivele zikiyo kodwa okungekhoyo yimali yokuthenga ebantwini osingathi kukhwelile kungaba zimota emgwaqweni lapha nxa abantu besuka emadolobheni besiza emakhaya seziqalisile ukuthi zikhweze kubangelwa ukuthi sokulabantu abanengi abafuna ukuhamba ngalesi sikhathi
Umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu ngowenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust.
The Voice of America.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Abanye abatsha bathi kabasoze benelise ukuzithokozisa ngekhisimusi lonyaka ngoba kabalamali lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle kaZulu weZimbabwe iyathuthuka kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu
omunye wabatsha okhulumele Studio 7 osakhulayo nguRichard Moyo ohlala eBudiriro eHarare othi kuza kubanzima ukuthi athenge isinkwa asifake ijemu lemajarini apheke irayisi lenkuku ekhanzingiweyo njalo anathe itiye ejiyileyo ngoba ngala mali uthi usekhohle ngokuthenga izigqoko zekhisimusi ngoba ngala yona isenti yokuthenga isitiki somejisi
lonyaka ikhisimusi akula khisimusi eZimbabwe lonyaka ngoba ungakhayela intengo yezinto ezitolo ikhuphuke kakhulu ikhwele into zonke ziyadura phezu kwakhona oku imali yakhona ibambeki abantu abalamsebenzi njengathi thini intsha asilayo imisebenzi asilamali uthi uthi nxa ungahlanganisa udobho uncane uthi uhambe esitolo ubona ukuthi ayithengi imali yakhona iyona imali yelizwe yona izigi lakhona alitholakali sibhombuza kuthiwa likhona
uphanatshe sibindi osebenza ukuthunga izicathulo enzikini yedolobho leHarare ukusimo esifanayo
kuyafana vele ya mina vele ngizibonelani kuyafana ngoba nxa ungela mali akulanto eziningi ongakwanisa ukuzenza yabo nxa ungela mali ya it's sort of ngasiye sinikana ipressure vele njengentsha asiye sinikana ipressure ngoba ungabona omunye umuntu esenza ezinye izinto ongeke ukwanisa ukuzenza ngoba ngabona uyabungela mali
abanengi abafana noPanashe kanye loRichard abathi akusakhulumeki ngokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi kulezi nsuku uTafazwa Majoni odabuka ejombe uthi ujayele ukwethekelela ekhaya ngekhefu leli kodwa lonyaka kuza kubanzima ukwenza lokhu
ikhisimusi yabona it's a big holiday iholiday enkulu kakhulu siyabe sifuna ukuthi khona at least sikwanise ukuthi sithengele abadala ukudla senzeni yabona silathi sikwanise ukuthi siyebona abadala ngoba siyabe sabeyile ukuthi izosebenza yabo but then manje nxa usubuyela emakhaya kungiyela nto eyiphetheyo kunzima ngingazi iholiday nje but mbona ukuthi khona kuzaba iholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamali akulamali elizweni izigali bambeki
omunye osakhulayo ongumbalisi uPeter Dube uthi imali ayihole kulinyanga ayimvumeli ukuba thakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi njengenhlala yenza
hayi iChristmas ayisekho into yokuphomba ukukhanyela sithaba ukuthi sifikile hayi ilanga kuphela elidlulayo enze sesenzo kwethe sukwenza nxa ukuthi asilamali imsebenza ikho sayenzani sasancedwa kudala ngumgabe owayesiyenzile i21st yiyo sesengathi Christmas kithi ngoba sasikholisa njengama-youth madekaresa kwizinto zidakiwe.
Kunabanye abadonsa nzima abathi bazakwenza konke kusemandleni abo lonyaka ukuthi bethakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi. Omunye wabo ngutati wazemuto ohlala eHarare.
I-Christmas le I think izabe ichaza kakhulu ngoba nizabe ngisekhaya nihlangene labangane lezihlobo labo bonke nje engibaziyo nje sizijabulela nje sizikholisisa njengabantu esegcinana kudala singasakwazi ukubona.
Abantu abaningi bathi kufunakala phose amakhulu amabili amadola i-$200 ekuthenga izifela emlonyeni izigqolo kunye ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Bathi akayibambeki imali le eZimbabwe okungatholakali imisebenzi ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginozilozi Ndlovu.
Singene kuhlelo lwamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Yeah,
njengenhlalo yenza ngiyalamukela kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Yilami uMthembu Zithembayo uGibbs Dube ngilapha eWashington DC. Namhlanje ke lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngingena ngokubingelela abalaleli nabasakazi ngisithi silindele uChristmas ube muhle.
Yes, lethemba lokuthi uChristmas uzaba muhle. Ye, asikhulume ngesithembo lapha. Abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma enkundleni zokuxhumana bathi isithembo vele somathi ngayo siyachabalala. Kwini vele singathi kuqakathekile ngesithembo ngamaphithani
babangoku? Babudube, ngizathi mina lapha kulokuhlukana kwembono yomphakathi lapha othola abanye bethu bona isithembo silungile abanye bethu silungile. Kodwa ke mina ngokuhlaziya kwami nxa kade ngibuka impilo yabantu ngiye kunazelela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphila impilo engelaqiniso phakathi. Ngoba lawo uzamfakazela labalaleli bazamfakazela ukuthi sesikubone kusiba kaningi lapho othola ukuthi obaba bathi vele mizi belabo mama kodwa kube khona omama emakhopheni abalabo emaceleni bengafuna ukuzwela kube leqiniso kucace ukuthi ukhona omunye okhona eceleni. Ngakho ke siyakubona lokho ukuthi okhokho bethu nabobaba bethu babehlakaniphile bengayifuni impilo namanga phakathi kokuthi nxa bebona ukuthi ke kunaleso simo bakubeke ngendlela esemthethweni. Njengoba uyazi ukuthi phela isithembo lesi kwakule ndlela zaso zokuthi umuntu ungena kanjani kuso.
Yes.
Kwaba kwakuba nendlela yokuthi uyasondela kumama onguyena phela unkosikazi wakhona amcele. Amicele kumbe sithi amtshele ngokuthi usefuna ukumtholela unyana wabo noma umnakwabo.
Ye, sikhona mpo Ngwenya, sikhona mpo sibili. Kuzo kuthiwa ke umuntu uselamakhosikazi ayisithupha kumbe 10 kumbe kunale. Kuyasebenzeka yini endlini nxa ubona khonokho ukuthi nxa wendoda kumele umuntu enzeke?
Njengoba ngike ngatsho ukuthi into le isizo sihlukane ngembono kodwa siye sibone nasesithembo hamba hamba kube lezi nkina lapho othola ukuthi ke iningi labantu abanesithembo kuye kube nokungezwani okuba khona phakathi komndeni umndeni omunye wendodanye lapho othola khona ngempela hayi kuphilwa kwenzima kakhulu sekuzokhonjwana nobuthakathi ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kuhamba kuhambe ubaba sometimes ahluleke ukuthi ayibhalanse lento. Uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye sebefila sengazathi usethatha uthando lonke walusa nanxanye ikakhulu kulaba abaye bathathelwe umufa kuye kubonakala engathi usethanda lo mutsha kunalo mdala. Ngakho ke kuyinto ngempela engiyibona ithanda ukuba nzima nxa sesisanda kwaba namakhosikazi awu-6 kodwa ke futhi okunye engibona ngathi kuthanda ukuba yinkinga lapha yikuthi kuna lento ukuthi ke ukudla kwakudala kwakungatholakali kanzima ngaleyo ndlela, kanti futhi izinto eziningi izinto ezazingathathelwa phezulu njengokuthi kwakufanele phela indoda yondle. Kulezi insuku njengoba sesiya kukhisimusi kunje, abantwana bafuna impahla zikakhisimusi, masibuya khona lapho sibuyela ku-back to school, zazingekho zonke lezo zinto. Kwakuthi umnumzana nje ma efuyile lezi nkomo zakhe lime masimini, abantwana bebe bedle besuthe nje, uzagqoka umntwana mhlawumbe kusukela emabhethini, ibhethi elilodwa nje elingaduli elingatholakali kanzima. Kwafika noma sokuqala ukugqokwa ezesimanje, kodwa kwakungasiyo into ethathwa serious kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele abukeke egqoke kahle. Kwakwenza kube lula ukuthi abanumzana laba bakwazi ukuthi babe naso isithembo. Kodwa namhlanje uthanda ukuba nzima ngoba ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi laba bantu ubanakekele konke ngesinye isikhathi kuye kubonakala sengathi ubaphilisa nzima.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu Mgwinya. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngeviki ezayo. Sizabiza labomama ukuthi bangene. Ngizwa abanye besithi into zasithembo lezi kuyahlupha Mgwinya. Sibonge kakhulu ngathi kusazakonke.
Sibonge, sibongela kubalaleli.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu ke lo ngubaba uMbuso Mgwinya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Beli lami lamhlanje njengahlala yenza uMthembo Zithembayo ngikhona pha-ke eWashington DC. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Siyalibonga
lo. Sibonge uGibbs wakoDube ngohlelo lwamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla sibhekane lekhisimusi nje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya.
Ngiyabonga ukuyamukelwa ehlelweni lwe-Studio 7. Ubese ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abadidiyeli bezindaba zakwa-Studio 7. Ngisithi sanibonani, ukuthula makube nani ngaphansi kwegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela, niyinjabulo yethu bantu beStudio 7. Hlalani niyazi ukuthi niyinjabulo yethu. Manje ngivakatshile ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje yeChristmas, noma yokuhamba noma yokuzalwa kwendodana enguJesu Kristus. Ifundeka ke kanje encwadini kaLuka esibili evesini lika 4. Naye uJosefa wakhubuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha waya eJudiya emzini kaDavide othiwa iBethlehema, ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide. Amen. Ukukhuphuka ke umuntu osuka inhliziyo yakhe ithe usefuna ukuya endaweni enje. Manje lokhu kwakungokomthetho, ukukhuphuka lokhu kwakungokomthetho, kwakumemezelwe ukuthi omunye nomunye umuntu kabalwe ukuze igovernment ibe yazi ukuthi inabantu abangaki. Kuthiwa kuJosefa naye wakhuphuka ebuyele emzini kaDavide, ngokuba emzini kaDavide kwakugibo. Kuthiwa wathi esefika lapho ke uDavide wambona esenomka wakhe uMaria befika ekhaya. Kuthiwa ke bafika lapho iy'nsuku zaseziphelile zokubana uMaria atete athole umntwana igama lakhe linguJesu, owamemezelwa umprofiti uYisaya ukuthi kuyozalwa inkosi eminyakeni ezayo, inkosi yabaJuda eyabithiwa nguJesu. Kuthiwa uYisaya uNkulunkulu wazo wakhuluma noYisaya wathi, bheka Isaya, ungeke ufe nokufa ungakaboni inkazimulo engizayiletha emhlabeni. Kuthiwa uJesu wathi efika uYisaya wakhuluma wathi enkosini, Nkosi, bese ngithanda phela ukuthi ngikhuphuke ngihambe ngiye emazulwini, ngokuba induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngihlale ngingafi ngiyibonile uJesu, ngimbonile umntwana. Kuthiwa ukuzalweni kwakhe kukaJesu nezulu nalo latshela izingilozi zasezulwini, ingilozi zasuka ezulwini zazotshaya amaphiko lapho kulele khona uJesu. Nabafana benkomo badlule emzini kaHerodi babuzu Herodi, bakoko demsini ka Herodi bathi uphilo ozelwe eyinkosi, sifuna ukumbona ozelwe eyinkosi igama lake nguJesu, oyinkosi yamakhosi, oyinkosi yabajuda. Uthwa uHerodi wamangala kakhulu lezi ndawo zokuthi kukhona umuntu ozazalwa eyinkosi. Bazula bafana begcwele indlela, uyazi ke wena ukuhamba kwabafana lukukaba abafana bayahamba and bayahamba abafana kuthi abadlula inkanyezi yabadlulisa yatiyo bakhomba lapho kukhona uJesu. Bazula besiya lapho kukhona uJesu. Uma kusisa kusasa ekuseni uFaro kuthiwa wabiza bonke abantu abangamakhosi abayizinduna abayabaprofiti wathi nizwani yini lokhu engikuzwayo endlebeni sami okuthiwa kukhona inkosi eyiselwe engujesu yini naningangitsheli bathi yebo kwakhulunywa kudala umprofiti uyisaya wathi kuyoba khona umuntu ozozalwa igama lake lingujesu njalo izulu lingitshelile ukuthi ngeke ngife ngingakamboni ujesu yikho kwathi ujesu mayezalwa uyisaya wakhuluma noNkulunkulu wathi ke sengiyibonile induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngingafi kufanele ngiqale ngibone yona sengiyibonile bese ngicela ukuhamba ngokuba wayesemdala phela eprofita ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga ezindabeni zokuhamba omunye nomunye uzahamba siyambeka emthandazweni inkosi yamakhosi hamba nabahambayo ujabulise amakholwa wonke angaphansi kwegama lakho uwajabulise nabo labo abangasontiyo ubajabulise ngokuba manje amakholwa ngobunenge ayochitha izigidi nezigidi ebhadala amabhasi esiyathandaza ezindaweni ngokutsho njalo asithandazeni sithandazeni sonke ngokuba kuthandaza abantu behlangene kunamandla siyabathandazela nkosi abazagcwala imigwaqo besiye emizini besiya kuphi nakuphi siyabathandazela nkosi hamba nabo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha asivaleni ke lo mthandazo esikuwo umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu nokudlelwana kothando nomoya oyingcwele lapha emazulwini hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo ndodana kaDavide amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Kwezemidlalo uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa lonkosana Sancho Gumbo yena owadlalela amaqembu enguqu abalisa ele Zimbabwe Saints, AmaZulu, Masingo United kanye leNjube Sundowns. Kodwa singakayilapho ake sikhangele udaba lokhetho lenhlanganiso yezenguqu ezifa oluzaqutshwa ngozibandlela.
Baphethwe imhejehede laba bafaka amaphepha okuthi bancintise ukhetho lenkokeli yezifa. Izifa Normalization Committee yamukela amaphepha abantu laba yanikeza ikomiti ehlolisisa otshiyeneyo ngabo okufana lokuthi bangabantu abanjani emphakathini. Abanamacala yini lokuthi banemfundo edingakalayo na ukuthi bakhokele umdlalo webhola elizweni. Ikomiti le okuthiwa yi-Ethics and Integrity Committee ikhokhela ligqwetha elakalaba ngumeya wedolobho leHarare umnumzana Muchadei Masunda. Kusasa Masunda ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu amabizo laba abaphumelele uncintisa kulolu khetho. Abanye abafaka amabizo befuna isikhundla sikamongameli wezifa Ngotha Magaya, Marshall Gore, Philmon Machana, Martin Kweza, Farai Jere lonqobile Magwizi. Singeneke kudaba lukankosana Sancho Gumbo yena owaduma kwezenguqu edlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Nansi imbali yakhe.
Ngazalelwa eMpilo koBulawayo, eprimary ngafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube, secondary ngafunda eMpophoma High School. Ubaba wayedlala ibhora then waba lethimu iNjube United, yikho sonke sadlala khona wonke labo bhuti bami uNoman, uRaman, Lochas, sonke sasiqasa kukhula siqala sidlala kwiNjube United sesikhotshwa ngubaba. Ibhola ngaqasa ukudlala ngise-primary school.
USancho ongena uqembu elikhulu leZimbabwe Saints emncane uthi kulomdlalo angasoze apha awukhohlwa.
Dlala le Cape United Kwanzora Stadium. Cape yangona iqinile, Cape yilabo walo isiphunjile, u Stuart Morrison, u John Gabe, u Silva Chikwenge, obambo Brendan Msiska. Ayiqinile team yangona. Ithe yangona ngahlohla ama penalty ayi 2. Game yangona sacina siyiwina 2-1. Hayi game yangona kwakufika.
Udlale inguqu ezingene eliphezulu njalo kwesikhathi eside umfoka Gumbo.
Ngadlala for about 7 years kuZimbabwe Saints. 97 iqinamba ngajoyina amaZulu, iteam eyayisanda ukupromota from Division 1. Then 2004 ngadlala 1 year kuMasvingo United. Then ngaphenduka ngabuya ngadlala kwiNjube Sundowns for 2 years.
Ngoba wathatha inkezo onkosana esadlala kuqembu lamaZulu.
Ngo-99 futhi sawina i-Independence Cup. 2002 sawina EPP, EPP Cup, Madison Cup. I think 2001 sawina OK Grand Challenge League. Ngo-2003
usanjwa uthi usaphatheka kwezenguqula namuhla lanxa wathatha umhlala phansi.
Ngiyenza i-coaching ngiku-Chicken Inn Football Club, yimu-head of junior development. Kuthi ibhora lakathi selithiyeni lakudala. Abafana ba these days abasatraini njengakuqala, lokhuyana sesikwenze lokhuyana ukujoya kuhlagijima yavuya ekuseni sitshaya ama-road run what. Athi sabasatraini vele sebemelele ukuyatraina e-ground.
Bengabaningi bonke abadlala ibhola kudala, unkosana Gumbo ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bathiyeni lezidakamizwa uze baqhaze babe ngabadlali benguqu abalohlonze. Yimena Studio 7, igama lamungeza Jesus Band.
Zimbabwe.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla silo Christopher Mazolo Ncube ehamba leqembu lakhe lemanzami yama sound. Vephethe idlalate labo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Vika Dlozi.
Nani bantu bakithi siphinde yabuya futhi indodana kaMazolo uChristopher Ncube oyiqembu elithi imazami yama super sound isibuyile ledlalade layo eligcweleni labo eliqungethe ingoma ezingu 7 okune ingoma efana noVika Dlozi lami nengoma efana noImizi yakithi ingoma ekuyizona ezithisa bebe.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Onjengala eSouth Africa la embese khona nginendawo nginabantu abayimculo wami abangawuthola khona. Uma kuthanda ukuthi kube lula uyaxhumana nami ku 0766977326. Lapho uyabuxhumana nami straight, ikho lapho uyabuzothola khona umculo wami. Ukhona kuma USB, ukhona nakuma CD.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngithi ngibonga ngazo zonke izandla zombili kubalandeli nakubo bonke abantu engisondelane nabo. Lokhu ngithokozisayo kunye abanye engingabaziyo through i-radio station yona nale sengibe nabalandeli cishe indawo ezikude lapho engingazi khona ukuthi bangaba bekuphi ngenxa yawo lo msakazo Studio 7.
Thank you.
Christopher Mazolo Ncube leqembu lakhe lemanzi amnyama Sound besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Hayi ke kwanele mthakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololo Gwana wamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.